Bam, bam, bum, bum. I'm trying to think of a way to open this. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame, and I am your host, Daniel the Flame. And today, I am going to talk about the surprisingly amazing Godzilla King of the Monsters movie. Now, I say it was surprisingly amazing because I did not think they were going to do all the stuff that they did, and I was incredibly hyped after I seen this movie. I had to give myself a day to calm down. Like, I liked it so much. I'm going to see it again. In fact, it was a phenomenal movie. I enjoyed every minute of it. Unlike any other American Godzilla movie, this one was true to the nature of the Godzilla films, to its very core. Realistically, everything that they did was nice. It was like, if you are a fan of the Godzilla franchise, then there were so many nice little nods and tidbits and things like that that they gave that was just like, oh, that's cool. Like, oh, that was cool. Like, yeah, like, yeah. I was sitting in the theater looking around. I was like, do you people not know? Do you not understand the glory of what they're doing? Like, they even introduced that they're twins who are the ones that know about, like, they're twins that work for Monarch, the people who do handle the giant monster things and whatnot, and they're the ones who basically came up with the name for Mothra. And, like, when they were showing them, like, they even started playing the Mothra theme, and I was like, yes, yeah, I was like, that's how it's supposed to be, and that was pretty cool. That was really cool. They even, like, the times when they put in the Godzilla theme, what was cool is that they did a nice little spin on most of the people's themes, so it was like nice little remixes that were really interesting and cool to hear, and then it was like it blended in nicely with the background and the fight scenes and whatnot, and it was great. Like I said, it was incredibly great. I enjoyed it. That being said, let's get into the nitty gritty of it. This movie has one big, huge flaw. And that is people. You see, for some weird reason, there's this constant need and discussion when it comes to kaiju movies that has been rampant for years. This is something that has been plaguing the Godzilla franchise since it started, which is the human aspect of these movies. Because apparently, no one wants to see a movie with just giant monsters fighting, which couldn't be further from the truth. If you just made a movie that's just specifically giant monsters fighting, I swear to you, it will make so much damn money, and it would be so great, because you can humanize monsters, and Godzilla is something that sells on its own. You don't need people to sell Godzilla. He's Godzilla. Also, that being said, the human aspect of this movie was like, well, don't get me wrong, Ice Cube's son was awesome in this movie. Like, he was great. You know, just, like, he did what you would want in a Godzilla movie. He only shows up a few times, says a few lines, that's it. that's how it's supposed to be. Everything else, annoying. I say this not because I just want to see a movie with just giant monsters fighting, but these movies have always, and I'm speaking about even the Japanese movies, these movies have always had an issue when it comes to introducing these characters that no one cares about, aren't really essential to the overall story or anything like that, but it's like, you know, they make them important towards whatever Godzilla's doing. And it's always been, it's something that the Japanese movies have always done, and it's like the most famous of their movies have always had something that, for whatever reason, like, America just can't grasp when it comes to making these Godzilla movies, and that is the fact that when it comes to the final fight, there typically is zero to no interference from the Japanese, in the Japanese movies. There's just, like, really it's just a long period of a giant monster fight. And this is something that, for whatever reason, the America just can't grasp when it comes to making these movies. And when I say, like, there's no interference, is that they don't show humans during the final fight because, like, it's the climactic fight. It takes up a huge portion of the movie, and it's always in a grandiose manner. It's like, you know, everything was leading up to these two monsters fighting. Every element, everything that was going on, doesn't matter what government conspiracy, this evil weapon, blah, 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 someone stole Baby Godzilla, anything like that. None of that matters when it comes to the final fight. The fight explains everything. Hell, in Godzilla versus Mothra versus Batra, that the whole thing is that Batra is Mothra's arch enemy. And in the final fight, Godzilla shows up, and it's Batra versus Mothra. But when Godzilla shows up, he starts attacking both of them, and then it makes Batra and Mothra join together in order to stop Godzilla, who puts a hurting on both of them. And none of this is given in the exposition with people. It's just, you see this fight happening, and that's just how it takes place. And like, you're able to understand everything that's going on by just watching the fight, because you're not stupid. So when it came to this movie, the annoying factor is like, this is something that they did in the other Godzilla movie back when they made it in, what, 2014 or whatever, which is that during the final fight, you don't need to see from the human's perspective of how these monsters are fighting, or see, you know, like a bunch of people running around on the floor while these monsters are going at it in the background, and it's like you're listening to them talk about unnecessary things. It's pointless. It's pointless, and it takes away from the part of the movie that you're actually there to see, which is the giant monsters fight. Now, I understand that there was a huge critical outrage because of the fact that there was like, there's too much monster fighting and not enough human aspect, which is stupid because, again, it's not that you're looking at this movie as if it's a movie that had character and base or anything, like character development base and like, you know, lovable people and like that. It's like, no. The movie itself is about the monster. So the monster is what's supposed to be the singular figure that you're supposed to pay attention to and focus on. The things that revolve around the monster or the things that he's interested in is what you're supposed to pay attention to. The human aspect is only meant to push along the story to the point where humans are able to understand and follow what generally the humans are doing in this movie. Now, there is a huge issue with, you know, basically people who look at Godzilla as a movie and people who look at Godzilla as, you know, the giant monster who fights and whatnot. Ew, there was a fly. Ew, I just killed it. I'm a murderer. No, but the issue is the fact that, you know, for whatever reason, movie writers just assume and believe that you need to have these people be a, like, you know, be important to this particular movie or this particular story and whatnot that involves these giant monsters. And it's like, you don't. You really don't. What you need is just a setup, and then you allow everything to transpire naturally. That way, the movie, and it's like, you don't need people to tell you about a movie. You just need, you should let the movie tell you about the movie. Does that make sense? Like, you really don't need exposition all the time when it comes to explaining or trying to bring up what's happening with these monsters. You could easily just let the monsters do what they do, have people, you know, kind of doing what they're doing, and then just let the movie just flow naturally. You don't need to be like, oh, like all of this ancient stuff or bringing up history and whatnot. And it's like, everything shouldn't be tackled essentially like the Marvel movies, you know, building up for a sequel or letting things, you know, be like, oh, this is how things are supposed to be, or making or trying to establish the world order in which how you would want, I guess, the finished product to be understood or whatnot. And this movie kind of had a big problem with that. It easily got caught up in trying to establish that, you know, these monsters have been around for a while. So many things are based around them. It's like, we need to all coexist and live together. But it was something that wasn't really important towards what was it, like what was happening then, but they kept bringing it up so that when the movie was over, it was like, yeah, we can coexist. But essentially, they only needed at least two parts. There's only like two parts in the whole movie when they do bring it up where it actually fits, and it was like, that's all you really needed to get that point across, because the movie isn't about this point. The movie is just about, you know, what the movie's about. So that was something that was like, you know, it was easily, it was like, this was unnecessary. It's unnecessary information, unnecessary dialogue and whatnot. And it's like, granted, you have all these famous, you have all these actors and whatnot. They're supposed to get FaceTime and whatever. But it's like, the movie is about the monster. So you let the monster tell the story, not the actors tell the story. You know, because that's not who the movie is about. So that was a huge issue when it comes to watching this movie. And one of the main proprietors of this issue is the freaking little girl in this movie. Now, a lot of Stranger Things fans, I know, were like, seeing her be the kid in this movie was going to be something. But I'm going to tell you something that you probably don't know. But every kid in a Godzilla movie is an idiot. Every single one. Every single kid in any Godzilla movie is a dummy. They always have been. They always will be. They're all stupid. They're just stupid. So she is no different. Now, what they did with her was I liked the take on her character. Because of the fact that it was like, it wasn't the typical, we gotta protect Godzilla, he's the savior of the planet, mom, dad, Godzilla will save us. No, it wasn't like that. She was just dumb from the get-go. And it's like, she was dumb because she was raised by a dummy. And that's the gist of it. And it was like, yay, cool. So we know she's stupid. But there were so many things in the movie that just took place and happened that was like, wow, she's really dumb. Like, just unnecessarily dumb. And and there was no excuse or explanation for the stuff that she did. Because there's so many moments when it's like, why isn't she running away? Or she just would stand still and stare and into the void. And it's like, why are you so dumb? God, you're dumb. And it was annoying because, again, like I said, the movie is called Godzilla. I'm here to watch Godzilla. This is what I'm getting into. The terribleness of the human factor ruins movies when it comes to the giant monsters movie. The thing that makes up for it is the fact that you're watching this long, drawn-out, bland movie that's supposed to be about monsters, but it talks about these humans and have their human relationships being brought up and whatnot. But then the final fight, much like Avengers Endgame, the final fight is such a spectacular feat that you completely forget about the boring crap that you just watched. Oh my god, is that where they got it from? They stole it from the Godzilla. Oh, Jesus. So, the issue with this movie is that the final fight just has too many moments where it's interrupted by the unnecessary need of introducing this human element. This is the same crap that they did with the 2014 Godzilla movie, only because that movie was just, you know, awful from the get-go. And I'm not saying because they killed Bryan Cranston or anything like that. It's like, realistically, that whole shtick wasn't necessary to just bring up. Yeah, monsters exist. And it's like, why are you slow building to this? I know what this movie is about. Just be about that. don't try to, like, gradually introduce it to me like you're trying to explain to a kid why Santa Claus isn't really real. Just, you know, break the ice from the get-go. That's what the movie is. And then, bam, there you go. But no, they did the typical, you know, give them 30 minutes until we make the movie actually the movie. And this Godzilla was really no different, but it did introduce and have a lot more moments with monsters, which made it far more interesting. There should have been more, and there could have been more, and there's just way too many moments when it's just completely freaking boring because of the human element. But like I said, the movie was so great that I give that a pass only because of how amazing it was. Now, for me, the MVP of the movie is Rodan. Rodan was just awesome. Like, he came out and just started decimate, and he did exactly the way how Rodan is supposed to do. It was nice. His whole thing is that, you know, like, when he flies, I'm saying, you know, like, you know. You don't know, but I know. I know that you don't know, so I'm going to tell you what you should know when I say you know. But you know that when he flies, it actually creates a sonic boom because of his wingspan and the speed in which he travels, that it decimates everything he goes over. So they had him immediately just do that as he was flying. And so they was like, got to give him over the ocean, away from civilians. He's killing everybody. It's Rodan. And their new design on him was cool. So they actually kept, like, I don't know if you've seen the trailers or not, but like his little, the ends of him, of like his wings and his tail and everything had tips of it. It looked like lava like drips of lava or fire was still at the end of it. So as he was flying, it was like kind of falling off and things like that. But it's like that stayed throughout the movie. So it's just, that's just what he's supposed to be. And it's like, that was cool. And it's a nice little nod if you know about Rodan, because of the fact that he actually is born from a volcano, and like the egg is heated up from the lava and whatnot, and then like he comes out straight up through the fire and everything. So that was a nice little thing. Mothra was a weird one, because one, they stated that Mothra was a girl, and Mothra is the queen of the monsters. And then when they said that, I was confused. I was like, when has that ever been a thing? And so then they made it even weirder by having people go, so Mothra and Godzilla got a thing going on, and then they was trying to explain it as if they were animals, and I was like, well, symbiotic relationships don't necessarily mean that they have to, you know, do that, but they can coexist with one another and they have the same title. And it's like, no, that's weird. Why are we saying this? And I was like, why is it being like that? And it's like, no, Mothra, you know, is the peacekeeper. And it's like, I granted they can't do, you know, the Mothra story and everything like that, how he's called out the monster. They couldn't do that. There's, like I said, they was playing a song and I thought that was awesome, but they couldn't add that element of Mothra being a peacekeeper and one of the saviors of the world. What they stated was the fact that there are some monsters that do protect the world, while there's others that are mean and evil. And so it's like, essentially, they just kind of, and then most of them run off of, you know, how the alpha that controls all of them do. This was another thing that was like, you know, it was like, this is obviously people who don't know what they're talking about, because they could have easily went to the Monster Island aspect that one of the Godzilla generations go through, where it's just, there's just an island full of giant monsters, but the strongest one there is Godzilla. But all humans know if you just leave that place alone, then you have no problem, because those monsters are capable of getting off that island and attacking anywhere, but they don't, so they just leave them be. And it's like, they could have done that aspect, and most likely they're not, because they kept bringing up Skull Island, and Skull Island could have taken the reins of being that, but it's not. So, and it's like, it's just like, it's certain things that were like missed opportunities, but they were nice little nods to fans of Godzilla. Now, you're probably thinking, like, I'm talking about Rodan and everything, but what about King Ghidorah or King Ghidorah? I always mix up whenever I say his name either way, King Ghidorah or King Ghidorah. So with him, it was awesome. They tackled his character beautifully. And if you don't know, King Ghidorah is supposed to be Godzilla's number one arch nemesis. He shows up more than almost any other Godzilla villain, because of the fact of how popular he is and beloved he is. One of the cool things that they did was that they actually brought up the fact that he's actually an alien. And then it was like, he's not a monster like the rest of them that are from Earth. He's actually an alien that was essentially sent, like, essentially came to this planet to try to take over, and Godzilla and the rest of them have been fighting him off for years, until he was finally, you know, just like quieted down for whatever. But what's cool is that that's actually a nice nod to Godzilla versus, I believe it's Alien X. And in Alien X, they're trying to figure out exactly what alien is it that these people are saying that they have that they could use to kill or fight the humans and whatnot. And these other alien races was coming by and threatening them with it. And then at the end, it's revealed that it was actually King Ghidorah. And it was like, oh, snap. So it was like, yeah, they do have a powerful weapon. And then they get Godzilla to fight it and whatnot. So that was a nice little nod. And it's like, if you knew anything about Godzilla when it was stating that, it was like, oh, yeah, sweet. And so that was cool. Like I said, there was a lot of moments in this movie that was like, yes. Like, if you are a true Godzilla fan, it was like, yes, this is great. Now, the action in this movie is fantastic. Much to be desired with, like I said, the human aspect that kind of let just way too many moments wasted with just, you know, it's like, just let the action play out and speak for itself. You don't really need to see what these people are doing, but they show you what these people are doing, and now you know what these people are doing, and you don't care. But when they did show the action, it was great. It was nice. There was like parts of them being ripped off, you know, heads being torn off, monsters getting decimated and things like that. So it was cool when they did that. And it was very interesting in how they were able to essentially bring up and discuss King Kong, only to remind you that they're well aware of his existence, and, you know, they're just letting him be and whatnot. But it just to help you along with the whole Godzilla versus King Kong movie. Realistically, that should have been before this, because Godzilla versus King Kong, if anyone's seen the old black and white movie, isn't really that great of a movie. It was just the idea of those two characters duking it out because they were famous giant monsters. One of the things is that they actually made King Kong bigger in order to fight Godzilla in that movie. And so, like, with the Kong movie, they were able to, you know, state that he's just a baby right now, so he's going to get bigger in order to, you know, compete with Godzilla's size, and that's whatever. But the thing is that Godzilla was an iconic monster movie character that had movie after movie after movie after movie. King Kong is a character that basically died at the end of King Kong, and that was the end of it. But it was just that was a, you know, at the time that movie came out, and then Godzilla came out, and it was like, well, have them fight, you know, and it did great. And then from there spawned the idea of just multiple Godzilla movies fighting other kaiju and them going like that. The kaiju thing. With Pacific Rim being movies that exist, I now hate the fact that they exist, because it ruined an aspect of Godzilla that has always been apparent when it came to the Japanese giant monster thing. And that is the word kaiju. Kaiju just means giant monster. And for whatever reason, this movie does their damnedest to not say kaiju, when they should have. They really should have. And it was so apparent that they wanted to, but they just kept saying Titans. And it felt weird with calling them Titans, as if it to me, as someone who's seen and is a huge fan of the Godzilla franchise, it was a thing that, like, took away from how these movies have always been represented and how they've always been handled. It's just that, you know, that's a definitive word that explains what they are, because this is something that's so coherent in the Dragon Ball Z. I mean, in the Godzilla franchise. I don't even know why I said that, but in the Godzilla franchise, because it's like there's so many giant monsters that they just say kaiju, and, you know, they just go, oh, this is a kaiju fight. You know, it's a kaiju movie. There's so many of them that the Japanese have had, so they just, like, it broke it down to that word, and that's how you understood and identified that, you know, that there's giant monsters coming. And so it would have been so easy for them to just be like, well, we call them kaiju, you know, in that movie. But I want to say that they felt that they couldn't, because of how Pacific Rim handles that word, and, like, they've been using it. And most of the time when it comes to movies now, you get the idiots who can't, you know, they can't separate certain things. So if they were to say kaiju, then they would immediately jump onto the fact that it was like, oh, they're saying kaiju. Pacific Rim says kaiju. That means that they exist in the same world. So there's going to be a Pacific Rim versus Godzilla thing. And it's like, no, that's literally just a word, you know? It's just a word. Much like if you were to say, well, you bring it up Dragon Ball Z, you know, if you were to say Kami, you know, that word just means God. But, you know, if you are someone who knows Dragon Ball Z, when you hear that word, you think of the character Kami. But if someone's talking in a regular conversation, and that's just something that they say, and they're like, oh, my Kami. You know, it's weird if someone says that. But, you know, they say that, and you're like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, the character from Dragon Ball Z? And it's like, no, it's just the word that means something. It doesn't mean that it has to be connected to this one thing that you know every time you hear this word. So, that was a missed opportunity, and I'm upset that they couldn't do that properly. But, you know, it is what it is. You get used to them saying Titans, but they do say it a lot. But it was just a missed opportunity of something that I would have liked for them to have had in the movie, because of how much it actually is connected to the world of Godzilla and all these giant iconic monsters. They are kaiju, you know? So, and it's like, and in a movie like Pacific Rim, basically being able to use that word, and Godzilla, of all things, can. And that's sad. That's really sad to me. Now, the overall story of this movie. I never got into that at all. The overall story of this movie is not nothing anything. Is not nothing special. It's not nothing new. Essentially, just think eco-terrorists trying to, you know, save the world. And they're doing it with giant monsters. That's it. That's all you need to know. Because that's all that happens. Eco-terrorists trying to save the world with giant monsters. It all goes horribly wrong. Why? Because they're giant freaking monsters. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's all it is. And it's nothing special. It's nothing to write home about. But again, the movie isn't about the people. So seeing the critics or like anyone discussing or breaking down the story is again incredibly stupid because of the fact that that's not the main focus of the Godzilla movies. The Godzilla movies' main focus is Godzilla. So how they handle and tackle what Godzilla is doing is what's supposed to be different and what's supposed to be, you know, identifiable. But that's not the case of this movie, because much like with every Godzilla movie, it's like, oh, new monster, Godzilla shows up, fight the monster, loses, then Godzilla shows up again, and then he wins. Most of the time when he shows up again is because the humans did something to make him fight the monster again, or they helped him heal, or something like that, in order for him to fight the monster again. But again, if you've seen older Godzilla movies, the final fight is where it's at. And like I said, this final fight was much less to be desired because of what they did. Now, when Rodan came out, that's how the whole movie should have been. Because like I said, he's the MVP of the whole movie to me. Like, he just, when he comes out, he just hits it hard. And it is amazing. I loved it. Rodan was cool. And they had different fights and things like that. So with the introduction of Mothra, Mothra actually fought Rodan. That was cool. The design of Mothra was weird because Mothra's always been kind of a big, you know, like a fat moth or something like that. But they gave him like a huge wingspan, but he had a small little tiny body. I keep saying him. The movie, I didn't like, yeah, that's a she. Mothra's a girl. So, she had like a weird little small body. I thought that was odd, considering it's supposed to be giant, you know, they're all giant. But yeah, that was weird. That was just really weird for me. I don't know. It was weird. But then when you see the movie and how Mothra takes down Rodan, it was like, wait, what? Like that was even weirder, because it was like, you're a moth. How did you do that? And but Mothra's always been a weird one, and I've never really liked the character. So that was whatever. They did do King Ghidorah awesome. King Ghidorah awesome by making him and giving him the title of the Hydra and everything, which is supposed to be like one of the things he's based off of, and like his head, like his head got ripped off and then it was able to grow another one. It was awesome. That was cool. This movie, to me, it showcased that, you know, they're capable of doing a good Godzilla movie. This was a really good Godzilla movie. The introduction of the other monsters, you know, could easily make it to where they can do other giant monster movies. You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily Godzilla. This could be a whole new generation of kaiju movies, which would be amazing if it was, you know, if that was the case. I sincerely doubt it. You know, someone could do it, but I sincerely doubt it. Just the idea of two giant monsters fighting is like, you see what this does to fans or people who want to see blockbuster movies and whatnot. And it's like, some of the times, the simple stuff is the best. And it's like, there doesn't need to be an overly complicated storyline or anything like that to get someone interested in anything. It doesn't need to be years worth of connecting arcs in order for something to make sense. And it's like, you could just easily, it could just be these two creatures don't like each other and they want to fight. The end. So, and it's just like the fight itself has to be something that you devote to being amazing, you know? Like something gets flipped over, something gets burned up and then they heal immediately, things like that. So it's the notion that it's capable of, you know, being just an amazing, you know, they're just being this big time amazing Godzilla movie that doesn't need that doesn't need to hold your hand as if you're an idiot who doesn't understand exactly what's going on. And you can just say this, say that, have characters show up to say this, say that. They go their own way. Monsters come out and fight. These characters show up again, say this, say that, go out of their way. Monsters show up and get in a fight. And it's just, you rinse and repeat, and then you got yourself a money-making scheme that just works. Because essentially, that's what all the Godzilla movies were, and that's how all of them flew. Like, it's just, they're, a lot of the Godzilla movies have really dumb storylines, really annoying characters, really stupid plots. Like, really stupid ones. There's one where they steal baby Godzilla, and then they're trying to understand why Godzilla is attacking. Because they stole baby Godzilla. And then the lady didn't want to give it up because she had a psychic connection with baby Godzilla. And she just felt that she did not need to give him up to back to Godzilla, who was only doing what he was doing to get baby Godzilla. And then they sent Mechagodzilla after him. There was another giant monster. And it was just really stupid. But I used to chalk that up to just being, you know, this is the Japanese making a Godzilla movie and they don't know what the hell they're doing. If you've seen Final Wars, you know what the hell I'm talking about. There's mutants on there with superpowers, almost like a freaking Power Ranger squad. And there's even fight scenes with motorcycles in the middle of a street and whatnot. And again, mind you, this is a damn Godzilla movie that I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah, there's worse ones than this if you think, like, this story and the characters were annoying. Like, no, honestly, this was mild compared to some of the crap that Japan has made in terms of a Godzilla movie. So, like, yeah, it is, by all means, good. It's amazing. It's a really good Godzilla movie. It's just like no matter what, for whatever reason, everyone believes that, you know, you need people. You really need people. And it's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. So with that, I'm basically going to end this one right here. Because gotta get me some rest. Because I'm going to go and see the movie again. Like I said, like I really liked it. So I'm going to go see the movie again tomorrow. So I'm going to just, you know, end this right here and give myself a little nice rest. With that, folks, tell me, you know, I would like to know, what do you consider, you know, the best possible Godzilla movie? If you are someone who's seen a Godzilla movie, which one to you is the best one? And if you're going to say the Matthew Broderick one, I'm not going to get upset because I actually like that movie. And it's like, yes, it's bad, but I still like that movie. When I saw it, I was a child and I loved Godzilla. So I'm sorry. I love it. You know, it's like, is it better? You know, is it better than the Japanese one? No, by far, no, not at all. But I love Matthew Broderick. He is Simba. And I loved Godzilla. It is Godzilla. And the movie itself is just copying Jurassic Park. And I like Jurassic Park. So I'm not someone that can be like, you can't tell me that as a Godzilla movie and think that it's going to get a rise out of me. I actually like it, you know. I have the VHS copy of that movie. That's how much I like it. So, yeah, that's not one I want to hear about. Tell me one of the other ones, you know, that you think is your favorite Godzilla movie. And, you know, I'll probably give a list of my top 10 favorite Godzilla movies and whatnot. I could do that. I could easily do that. Someone should have done that already, because there's just so many. It's just so many. God, he has a lot of movies. So, with that, folks, I'm going to end this video. I said video. It's not a video. This is a podcast. What's wrong with you, Dang? Come on, think. Be a man! I'm going to end this podcast right here. You can hit me up at heytheflame@gmail.com if you want to leave something, you know, let me know or anything like that. And I have been Daniel the Flame, folks. And as always, I hope you had fun.